Miss Habiba's time-traveling verbs. In a cozy classroom filled with eager young minds, Miss Habiba stood in front of a colorful chalkboard. Today, she announced with a warm smile, we're going to learn about a magical part of language called the present perfect tense. It's like a time-traveling adventure for our verbs. The children sat up straighter, their eyes wide with curiosity. Imagine you have a time machine, began Miss Habiba, spinning an imaginary dial in the air. The present perfect tense allows our actions to jump between the past and the present. When we use words like has or have with a past participle, which is a special form of a verb, we can talk about things that happened at an unknown time before now, or things that started in the past and are still happening. A little boy named Leo raised his hand. So if I say, I have eaten a cookie, it means I ate it sometime before, but it's still important now. Exactly. Miss Habiba clapped her hands. It's like leaving a little crumb trail from the past leading up to our present moment. And if you say, I have been eating cookies, it shows you started in the past and might still be munching on cookies right now. The children laughed, imagining continuous cookie-eating adventures. With the present perfect, you are all explorers discovering the links between yesterday and today. It shines a light on experiences, accomplishments, or actions that are part of our present, she said, tapping the chalkboard where I have learned was written. As the bell rang, the children dashed out, chatter filled with their new time-traveling verbs. I have learned. I have seen a shooting star. I have made a new friend. Miss Habiba stood by the door, her heart full, knowing her students grasped the magic of verbs in time.